I'm guessing you are very familiar with Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius, and he joins us right now on 720 WGN. Thank you for calling into the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
So tell me about Zooming. I mean, I see a lot of distracted drivers. If you drive in Chicago, you know people are eating cereal, they're reading a book, they're doing all kinds of crazy things. And I would imagine now with technology in cars, bigger screens, that people are taking work calls or doing Zoom meetings while driving?
Yeah, you know, as more people have begun working from home since the pandemic, the popularity of applications like Zoom, FaceTime, Teams, WebEx has grown substantially, which tragically leads many motorists to conduct video conference calls from their driver's seat. And that's a problem for our roads and highways. You know, we want to take steps to change that culture surrounding distracted driving, which we know will lead to more responsible drivers and ultimately save lives.
And pretty serious steps, because this could lead to the suspension of your license, right?
That's correct. So just to give you an idea, last year nationwide, distracted driving killed more than 3,000 people. That's about 8 people a day are dying because of distracted driving. And we want to, you know, do all we can to remedy that, to limit that. And that's a huge issue.
Mr. Secretary,
go ahead.
How do you decide what to limit or regulate or restrict and what not to? I mean, I'm thinking of my own car. I've got a screen where I can change the radio station, see who's singing the song, what album it was on, or follow the map, you know, and that seems to be sanctioned, but I'm certainly looking away from the road. Not too much, but certainly I'm looking away from the road when I use that too.
I mean, I think looking at your screen is one thing. Fully participating in an hour-long work Zoom while you're on the highway, or, you know, FaceTiming with family members, we think is more dangerous than peeking at your screen every so often. And what this bill would do is it would make it illegal to use a cell phone or other device to actively watch or participate in video conferencing, streaming videos, or accessing, you know, social media. So under this proposal, motorists would still be able to participate in a video conference for work if they have to while they're driving, but only if they use a hands-free device and if its video is turned off. We don't think that's too much to ask, again, when 3,000 people a year are being killed, you know, because of distracted driving.
And that's not already covered under any existing distracted driving laws?
That's correct. And that's why we think this will help and solve remedy. And I think we all have been guilty of it. We've all driven by someone on the road who's, you know, on a Zoom or or FaceTiming, and that's just it's pretty scary stuff. And my goal, our goal, is to create the same kind of stigma for distracted driving that now exists for drunk driving. And we want to raise awareness and pass what we think common sense legislation, you know, is necessary.
It was interesting last week because somebody texted in a picture of someone who was obviously distracted while driving, and the question of the person who took the picture was, well, what are you doing? Because you're photographing the person you're blaming, and then you're taking the time to text it to a radio station.
Right, exactly. And I will tell you, I was on a Zoom like last year, and we saw the seatbelt, and so the person was obviously in their car. I'm like, oh, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're in a passenger side, and they were in it driving, and I hear this, oh, my God, and like, this person who I will not name, like looks up, she's like, oh my God. And everyone in the Zoom is like, are you okay? And she's like, oh yeah, sorry, I almost got an accident. And you're like, this Zoom is kind of important. It ain't that important. So
And pull over.
Right, exactly. Pull over. And again, we're not saying you can't be on a Zoom. We're just saying turn the video off and make sure you use a hands-free device.
This is Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius. What kind of advice did Jesse White give to you before you took over?
He gave me lots of advice. Most importantly, we're on the same page when it comes to good government, transparency, ethics. That's something that I take very, very serious. That's why on my first day in office, we passed the most comprehensive executive ethics order in state government. We have to rebuild the trust in government that people have lost over the last few years, and I'm proud of that, and I'm proud of my friendship with the secretary.
Mr. Secretary, where are we on the progress toward a digital license, where I can just have my license on my phone and not worry about the wallet so much?
We are working on that. That is one of my promises in the campaign trail. We're really working at that. We're looking at an overall modernization of the office, the creation of an app, skip the line program, digital IDs, digital driver's license, electronic car titles, which are coming sooner rather than later, completely revamped website, electronic notary public. So we're doing a lot of these things, and I can't give you an exact time, but just know that we are aggressively looking at bringing this new technology to the state of Illinois, and I'm actually super excited about that.
And we're getting a few text messages. One said, okay, I get it, but how are state police supposed to enforce this? I get pulled over, disconnect the video call. Are they filming me when I drive? I mean, how will it be enforced, and how will they enforce it?
Well, you know, the goal is for law enforcement to enforce, and we're going to give them all the criteria. But I will also tell you again, as I mentioned earlier, it's not very difficult to see when someone's literally on a Zoom when you're driving next to them. And law enforcement, you know, their job is to keep an eye on this thing as they're driving up and down the roads and highways. So obviously, there's no perfect way to monitor it, but a lot of the stuff is out in the open. And again, what we really want to highlight with this bill is to increase awareness. Like when we tell people 3,000 people a year die because of distracted driving, hopefully that shakes some people. It shook me to my core, and I think it's critically important.
Okay, a couple quick questions before we let you go. Will Alexius look into posting odometer readings on cars with greater than 100,000 miles on titles? Cars go farther than 100,000 miles now.
What was the exact question? I'm sorry.
I don't really understand what that means. Maybe they were talking to text, but something about odometer readings. Are there rules when it comes to your car titles about that? Let me give you another one.
When in doubt, say no. So I'm going to say no because I didn't understand the question.
Did that come from Jesse White? He told you that, didn't he? How about the you spoke out last week, I think, or the week before about book banning and how you were warning libraries and schools not to do that so much. Have you seen, is there an area where it happens, or have you seen anything since you put out that statement that people are still trying to ban books or remove books from library shelves?
Yeah, so to me, the book banning is very dangerous. I think the whole purpose of education is to teach young men and women to learn for themselves and to decide what they want to take from a certain lesson. And I think, you know, fundamentally to our democracy, to free speech, we should not be banning books. I'm proud of our legislation. And what I will tell you is, as we travel the state, as the state's chief librarian, librarians are so thrilled and so excited that we have their backs. They've been dealing with insurmountable amount of threats of violence. They're scared for their job. They're leaving their jobs. We need to protect our libraries, our librarians, free speech. And that's what our bill is intended to do. And I could not be more proud of it.
And will there be a CDL licensed facility in Chicago anytime soon?
Yes.
Oh, whoever sent that text in will be happy to hear that. Thank you for joining us, Secretary Janulius. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I hope everyone has a wonderful week.
You too.